morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, one of the topics that a lot of folks within the industry and beyond are talking about these days is something called sustainability. When it comes to beef sustainability, what sort of messages are we trying to deliver back to the consumer?
Well, first of all, we work to correct misinformation every day through social media and through our efforts with key influencers from dietitians to educators. But the fact is that beef production, including the production of animal feed, is responsible for only 3.3% of greenhouse gas emissions in the United States. This is dramatically lower than the often misquoted global livestock figure of 14.5%. By continuously improving their production practices today, U.S. beef farmers and ranchers are able to produce the same amount of beef with one-third fewer cattle than they were in 1977. We are doing a wonderful job in the U.S. beef industry.
Learn more by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
The White House has notified Congress it will sign a trade agreement with Japan. President Donald Trump notified lawmakers he will enter an agreement on tariffs and digital trade with Japan as the two sides wrap up talks still this month. Trump told lawmakers he's pleased to report that my administration has reached an initial trade agreement. The agreement is expected to be signed along the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly in New York this month. The agreement does not need approval from Congress and can go into effect immediately. The agreement will mostly lower tariffs on U.S. ag products to levels granted to other exporters to Japan in the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. The lower tariffs allow U.S. farmers to better compete in the Japanese market. Top U.S. agricultural exports to Japan currently include beef, corn, pork, soybeans, and wheat, totaling $13 billion last year. In other news today, the Department of Agriculture on Tuesday announced a final rule to modernize swine slaughter inspection. For the first time in more than five decades, USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service is modernizing inspection at market hog slaughter establishments with a goal of protecting public health while allowing for food safety innovations. That according to the USDA. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says the final rule allows us to ensure food safety while eliminating outdated rules. National Pork Producers Council President David Herring says the new inspection system codifies the advancements we've made into law, reflecting a 21st century industry, and ensures a safe supply of wholesome American pork. In the final rule, FSIS amends the regulations to require all swine slaughter establishments to develop written sanitary dressing plans and implement microbial sampling to monitor process control for pathogens that can cause foodborne illness. The final rule also allows market hog establishments to choose if they will operate under the rule or continue to operate under traditional inspection. And finally today, President Donald Trump has proclaimed this week as National Farm Safety and Health Week. Trump signed the proclamation on Friday, designating the week as September 15th through the 21st. The theme for this year's National Farm Safety and Health Week is Shift Farm Safety into High Gear, as a reminder that it's everyone's responsibility to prioritize safety on the farm and the rural roadway. USDA says this week is an opportunity to spread awareness of the inherent risks associated with work in the agriculture sector and commit to improve practices that advance health and safety. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says promoting farm safety will help our American agriculture workforce, adding that farming is not always the safest profession and it's our responsibility to continue to improve workplace safety. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 581 workers in agriculture and related industries died from a work-related injury in 2017, making agriculture one of the most dangerous professions in the United States. You got farm news on Ron.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms in Alva has four tremendous varieties that will help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Iba, Smith's Gold, Gallagher, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call Shirley Farms to buy your wheat seed, 580-327-2070. That's 580-327-2070. Or check out their website at shirleyfarms.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.